talk and then some TNT.
Kai Soto na Bensoy.
Brought to you by the select team.
The country that likes basketball, but the average height doesn't support it.
So much likes basketball so much that they don't care if they don't have the physical...
Physical requirement
for it.
No, but 5'7". Everybody thinks we could be better than Manute Ball
Booster.
But you know what? We made a name for ourselves in that game back in the 20s and the 50s. And
my father has died, and he was born in the 50s.
Ago.
What the heck are you talking about? No, Shut the fuck up.
We're holding on to that. We're romanticizing the game so much.
If we're romanticizing a lot of stuff,
then we're romanticizing a lot of games, by the way.
Yeah, then we never really. If it weren't for.
You know what?
Like,
you know what's. Major shame.
Someone like Onyok back in the day, and then
here's the thing. My point exactly. Yeah. You know what the major shame is? We're not even worried who's gonna go take over Manny Pacquiao's throne. Why are you guys going into basketball?
Because aren't you worried that
Manny Pacquiao's retired and nobody has taken over?
We grew up in the 70s, well, not the 70s, but we grew up in the 80s, and then we still remember how it was, how the PBA, how huge it was.
Never was a fan of the PBA,
What I mean is,
locally, like locally, between us girls.
Yeah.
That was the whole point.
We're
talking international, like.
We can never.
No, we can't.
We don't.
No.
After, capitalize on other sports where Loizaga, we can compete no internationally.
After Loizaga, the dad Loizaga, no more.
Loizaga?
Yeah.
Basketball?
Chito Loizaga and the other guy. Yeah.
The Loizaga.
And then in golf, the guy from Camp Phillips. From What's his face?
Frankie Munoz.
Why aren't we capitalizing on that one? Tennis.
Yeah,
at least tennis, we're doing
something decent. We have a lot of good tennis players, especially here in the city. We have a lot of good tennis players.
They never
get the support that they need.
I have to mention Paeng Nipomuceno.
For bowling. For bowling, and then case in point.
Nobody came in after him.
Yeah.
We had to do basketball.
Kasi puso pare, puso.
Kahilas ninyo pag hilo mo niya. Exactly. Yeah.
Our only gold medal in the Olympics.
When you play basketball, it's for Thursday night exercise. Keep it there. But, yeah. And then watch the PBA. If you want to be patriotic, you want to be patriotic about everything, watch the PBA on weekends.
For me, basketball is in the same league as Zumba. I do it on a Saturday. I sweat a lot.
Yeah. And you don't get popular doing it.
Exactly.
But... like I said, you know,
get it over with and then capitalize on bowling, pool, nine ball, snooker, whatever.
Yeah,
weightlifting, boxing.
The sports where we actually
darts.
Do make a mark.
Yeah.
So,
like, and only gold in any Olympics. In the previous 100 years of Olympics.
Weightlifting.
Our only goal was weightlifting.
We're not even worried who's going to
go after Heidelin.
Yeah, exactly.
But
we're worried about
the
lineup.
Problem was, back when she was training, she never even got the support that she needed.
Yeah, she did.
She had to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Philippine sports organizations.
Wait. Let's go back.
We should be PSC commissioners, three of us.
Wait.
Things would have been better.
Why did we get into this conversation? Why did we get into this conversation?
Because I want to be commissioner of sports. You should be commissioner of the LTO. And then you should be, I don't know, commissioner of getting drunk on a Friday night.
I don't get drunk.
We get to cover every base that needs to be covered on any given week.
Commissioner and how to properly serve CC.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Does it need to have eggs or not?
Seriously, why did we get into this conversation? Because of some guy who wanted to...
He got invited to Orlando Magic Summer League.
The Summer League.
The NBA team, Orlando Magic.
And why
first
is he
game was on, she wasn't called to play. So, the Binsoy.
Why is that news?
Because everybody was expecting him to be playing.
Why?
Because the Philippines
Kasi puso pare.
Kasi lahat
pucha pare.
Lahat ng kanto dito may instead of waiting shed may
why should he be on the first round?
I saw his previous games. I'm a Filipino. I support whoever is good at what they do. He's not good enough to be in the NBA personally. I'm not even an expert, but I mean, you know, right out of the bat, you can tell if the guy is good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not familiar with boxing, but you see somebody box, you say that guy is aggressive, that guy is good.
Right? Yeah, I mean, if I see...
That's the same expertise I apply when it comes to playing hoop.
Yeah, I saw
the guy.
There's got to be something. I need to see... I'm gonna betray my age with this one.
Take my word for it, man. It's not good enough.
Allen Iverson just came off college and was thrown into a basketball team. I need to see something similar.
I haven't even seen Allen Iverson. I stopped watching the NBA when
Allen Iverson
retired.
Was all puso pare. I mean, that guy was
pucha
good.
Pare.
He knows.
You know what the trick is? You know what the secret is that everybody missed?
What?
Has to be laro o pare. Because if it's more on puso, you can't win. It's got to be laro pare.
Even in the arena laro. Of
you got to be good at what you do. You got to be good at the game.
We never made a mark.
Nope.
We always come close to it, but after certain, like, we lost to Kazakhstan.
You know how hard it is.
What about a Miami Heat pare? It's a Filipino coach pare.
Yeah. Well, so.
He tells
people to play.
Exactly. We can strategize when we can't play.
And pare. No. Think about the other things, pare. Like,
when was the last time you knew what a basketball was? When was the first time they heard about that?
Who? Are you asking me?
Kazakhstan, yeah.
Oh, there was a game last year.
When did Kazakhstan learn about basketball? What, early 90s? After the Soviet Union fell?
Yeah,
2 weeks ago.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And
they give out players to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Eastern European players end up in the NBA.
And they have genes coming from Eastern Europeans.
Yeah.
And they're tall.
And
the future of the NBA is Europe.
Yeah, it is.
It's not enough
it
to
is.
Be.
Well,
so cultivate pool and other individual sports.
Because
like
right now, it's not enough that you're tall.
Because mm-hmm.
look at, what's his face, Kai. He's like, what, 7-ish?
7'3"?
Yeah, ish.
And
it doesn't mean he plays a great game.
Manute Ball is 7'8".
No. Manute Ball is 5'7"?
No, I'm talking about the really big guy. Not Manute Ball.
No, you're talking about Muggsy Malone.
That 8-footer black guy.
That nearly 8-foot black guy. That was Manute Ball.
That was Manute Ball. No. Not Bogsy.
Manute Ball is 5'7".
Not Bogsy. Not Bogsy. It's a different one from the Hawks. Different one.
Spud Webb is 5'7"?
5'8", something like that. But I'm talking about my youth balls.
The point is, basketball is not for us.
No, definitely not built for it.
We're not tall enough.
Besides, we're not built for it. Our muscle structure is not built for basketball.
Yeah, you play basketball for exercise or try to make it to the PBA or the NCAA that we have. That's pretty cool.
And
the people
gonna
cheer for you. Same with volleyball. Same with a cheerleading competition on a Friday night. Yeah, fine. You want to do it internationally? It's got to be other sports.
Somebody's going to throw the argument. Well, what about boxing? I mean, Manny Pacquiao was into physical stuff. He fought somebody bigger and taller.
Because the guy's got talent.
No. The thing is, it has to come in weight classes.
Yeah, but he trains a lot.
Not only that, it depends on weight. It depends on size.
He has an innate sense of
we have a bigger
awareness.
Chance of making it in boxing.
Awareness. Once it,
because
once
of the weight
the
class thing.
Mm. Yeah.
So if you're 190 pounds...
It's an individual sport.
Yeah.
If you're 190 pounds, chances are you're in this height range.
Because mm-hmm. right now, volleyball is gaining ground.
No, it's not going to be.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to be like that. Give it 100 years.
Yeah, but it's gaining ground. It's getting popular, with, especially with the ladies.
In the Philippines, not internationally. Because there's nothing going on internationally.
Not so much with the men's team in the Philippines.
Yeah. Because women look nicer when you watch them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's a given. But it's not internationally. It's just local.
Yeah.
Internationally, there's no buzz.
In Japan, nothing at all. You know what's
buzzing internationally? Racing. Get those Filipino drivers proper training. They get a chance.
Starting at five years old.
Get somebody from the Bugo Puerto line to drive one of those race cars.
Jimmy drivers, get them training at five years old.
I'm telling you, those guys don't go beyond third gear.
Mm-hmm.
And they can speed around the block and not hit anybody. I'm telling you, any day of the week.
Racing, bowling, boxing, pool, like Bata Reyes. Who comes after Bata Reyes? Nothing.
Nobody.
Because they were so busy
cultivating
basketball players.
Yes.
I don't get that. Because there's nothing there for you.
For a while.
We've proven that over the last 30 years. What the hell are you wasting your time for?
A couple of years ago, we were into this whole football thing.
Football's okay because it doesn't require height.
But still,
we're going to get to this argument about football is sucker.
We got a lot of foreigners,
mm-hmm.
like half Filipino. Like mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to.
You know what made the? You know what made the soccer
also
scene?
Also applies with basketball.
You talking about the Ascals?
Yeah.
You know what made that stupid? Because everybody was focusing on looks.
Yeah, the Ascals is like the looks.
No,
so it died after it after died a natural death. Yeah. Nobody's even talking about the Ascals
anymore.
Even
if you have the talent, if you don't have the looks, you're not going to get into the team.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you might disagree, but I'm sorry. That's what happened.
Because right now, nobody's even talking about football in the Philippines anymore.
Well,
because
certain circles,
certain requirements.
Because if you look like you're somebody from Imbatog, and then you just came out of a freaking farm, even if you know how to play football, if you look like a native, I mean, you're not gonna make it through the Ascals. I'm telling you, because the other guy is same age, half Portuguese or something, long hair, and is capable of looking like some, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So it's sad.
So it's not about talent, it's not about potential, it's about looks.
Identify the sport you can capitalize on, get the government's support and backing, and make it happen.
I think they just need to focus on...
What, agriculture? No, fuck that shit. Nothing's happened in there. Forget it.
In the area of Philippine sports, I think the government needs to just focus on sports that we actually do excel in.
Yeah.
And not basketball. Certainly not basketball.
Yeah, no.
Here's another
thing.
Swimming.
Oh, yeah. Swimming.
How come
we this Yule
convince
guy
the taller people in the Philippines to swim? Because you gotta be tall in swimming.
How come I don't see a lot of bajaws in that freaking event?
Yeah, man.
Because they don't have form.
What?
So train them.
Form.
Train them.
If you're at least 5'10", you get the government support, you get paid a lot to train.
5'10"?
No, I'm talking about the potential of somebody who grew up. I've seen bajaws threw their 3-year-old kid into the water to grab a 5-peso coin. I mean, how much potential do you think that kid, that baby?
But they're not swimming. They're
diving. Why you need to get the utmost out of it. Get them to explore the potential. They're not strangers to water. Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Get them, do the basics.
Throw them in the water.
It's a start.
Throw them in the water.
Jesus Christ, for every training session, you get a bunch of 5-peso coins.
It boils down to one thing.
Motivate them enough.
That's racist, Jess.
It boils down to one thing. At the end of the day, you know what the problem is? The government's not supporting anything. Sports-wise, you become popular first, and then matalanta, we don't know. Otherwise, they don't give a shit.
That's the problem.
Look what happens.
Let's say you replace the PSC head, and then he's the same shithead who doesn't give a shit. and then somebody becomes popular like Ubaina or something.
Yeah, look at
who
that
happens to be like 6'1 or 6'2, and then a Paul Volter or something.
Volter, yeah.
And then he does okay, and then
really well known in the government's
chasing him. Like, what
really
the
well
hell
known
is that?
In the world of pole vaulting.
We're supposed
to know the guy.
Yeah, we're supposed to start cultivating athletes before they even make it to their first tournament win. They didn't get the memo. They wait on somebody to become popular first, and then they go run after the guy.
It's kind of like that.
It's freaking stupid.
It's kind of like that Elalia kid from
Iala.
Iala.
The nephew of Noli Iala.
No, the tennis.
In the doubles category,
the girl.
I think.
Tennis. Yes.
She's been winning.
Yeah, she's been winning. But she trained. They basically spent for her
so
training.
So where is she right now?
Spent for her own money
she's
to go to Miami
US.
To train, yeah.
Yeah, but she's
most
in the U.S.
People,
what is she doing? What is she
she's
representing
training.
Us?
Government's not spending for her training.
Oh, geez, that's
the
sad.
Only reason why she was known, because in the U.S. Open, she got she won in the doubles.
And then when she decides to represent another country, it's just like a whole bunch of other athletes do.
We get mad.
Everybody says, what a shame.
Walang puso. No,
what
everybody would say,
no, she's half Filipina. She's actually Filipina. She's actually Filipina.
Screw that.
No.
Yeah. There's a problem there somewhere, and the government's not concentrating on rectifying that.
Same
way they're doing with everything else that's going on in the country anyways.
All I want is just to lay off basketball. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, how bad
stay away from basketball
just
because
basketball
you're not good enough.
While.
You're never going to be able to measure up to the NBA.
No matter who coaches
because
it.
Because the benchmark is not even international when it comes
not.
To basketball. It's the NBA.
Here's another
After
fact.
After the NBA, it's the all-star team that you field for the Olympics.
Here's another fact. You know the best shooters in a recent foreign military competition were?
Filipinos.
Either Marines or Army.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where are they on the Olympic team?
Exactly. Exactly.
Can even do they even qualify?
If they're in the military, yes.
Yeah, they do.
No,
like the weightlifting girl. She's in the Army.
Mm-hmm. They're on active duty.
So?
The weightlifting girl was in the Army.
Yeah.
She was
and
a reserve.
The government can always tell you, take a leave of absence. Well, make the country proud. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. The thing is, it's not height dependent. It's not weight dependent. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's all on talent. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want the equipment, we have it.
Yep.
It's our equipment in the shooting competition.
Why aren't you supporting it?
It's not. We're not even bringing it to their level.
They're using a .22 caliber, for Christ's sake.
No, but we're not supporting it. The point is, the government is not supporting it. Same way as because we need to get the best basketball team. We need to get Ty to play for Gilas because Puso, motherfucker.
You have to understand the Filipino obsession with that. You have to understand that the first project that a new barangay chairman would do is to create a
basketball court. Yeah.
Every barangay you go to, any barangay, that's the first thing that you're going to see, a basketball court. And the biggest issue,
and then in the Philippines,
and the biggest
it's a
issue
basketball
is,
court, and the greatest team in the NBA is the Lakers. That's the Philippines for you.
I'm sorry, I'm a big fan of the Lakers too.
Yeah, but that's true, man. I'm telling you.
No, pero dili na basketball court.
What?
It's covered court now.
Not even the waiting shed anymore.
No. Budget.
Okay.
And it doubles. And it doubles as a refugee center in times of.
But the thing is that covered court / refugee evacuation center needs to have a ring with a net.
With a net.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I mean, why?
Mm-hmm. It's a puso pare.
Puso pare. Why can't it be a soccer
pitcher, something?
Soccer field with soccer balls. I don't know because I remember when I was a kid, one of the projects that our barangay had was basketball. Not basketball. Baseball.
Yeah.
Face masks, baseball, which we could also excel in.
Mm-hmm.
Softball or baseball.
forget softball. That's too lame. Baseball, yeah.
No.
That's like a real man's sport.
It starts
off, baby. Yeah.
You tried to get hit with a softball. It's not soft.
Screw that. Nobody plays softball anymore.
I remember being made to choose what's the position that you most covet in baseball, and I said umpire.
Me, I'm a midfielder, so I can see the view.
Yeah.
Not a lot of girls, but it's safer. And you're there just trying to catch the ball when it flies out.
And then all of a sudden, somehow, it got replaced by a cheaper sport called basketball, because the only equipment you need is a ball.
Is a ball.
And apparently,
and a ring.
Two rings.
And you don't necessarily have to have two rings, just one.
Too much love for America, man. That's the whole reason why.
I'm not even going to blame that, because South Korea and Japan have that obsession too when it comes to baseball.
Yeah. Baseball, yeah. But basketball with in us? Japan.
Yeah, we were focused on the wrong thing. Japan and Korea recognize that we're not going to be able to compete when it comes to basketball. We're going to ditch that sport.
And now the highest paid baseball player is, I think,
Japanese.
Yeah.
Japanese.
Yeah. I mean, it used to be Latin Americans.
Yeah,
those people are more on, you know,
they don't have a choice. They better play baseball or they don't eat.
The Japanese are better at baseball.
Yeah,
lesser maintenance. And if they want to earn more, they just quit. They go back to Japan.
Slice some fish.
Apparently, once you graduate from the UAAP or the NCAA, you're most likely gonna end up if not with Gilas Pilipinas, which is like fat chance.
Gilas fucking Pilipinas.
A lot of them actually end up in Japan.
Yeah.
The players. They are imports in Japan.
Sad.
And they'd rather play there because apparently there they could earn
pays more.
They earn as much as about 300,000 pesos in equivalent a month. Mm-hmm. And they're not even playing yet.
No, we can't do that. That's we can make it material. A business. I mean, if you want to make Philippines a source of some of the best players in some of the best paid markets, if Japan wants to do that, that's fine.
That's one of the arguments that I hear when it comes to basketball. How come certain countries get us as their imports? You know, like, because they have the support.
We don't have the support in the genetics. When are we going to grow regularly sized 6, 7, 8 footers? Not on a regular basis. But getting somebody 5'7, 5'8, 5'5 who can move, throw a ball properly.
Yeah. Or, you know.
That you can get away with it through proper training.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No genetics involved.
See, that's where puso comes in.
Puso, pare. Kahit na tinatalo tayo, puso pa rin, pare. We're going to market
dapat
it.
Dapat laro, gago.
Parang, just like the Ginebra team. The Ginebra team has a lot of losses in their history.
Yeah.
But what's their slogan? It's similar. Puso, pare. Barangay Ginebra. Even if our team sucks, yeah. Mm-hmm. Barangay Ginebra.
So it's not about the game.
It's not about the game. Yeah. It's about pride. You can see that
in the UAAP. Mm-hmm. Because we can't relate because mm-hmm. it doesn't really reach us here.
Yeah.
And I know that we all come from a university too, but we're not invited to the university.
We don't invest in
training to prepare for that.
No, we never get invited. I remember Xavier has his own varsity team for basketball.
Yeah, but we never get invited, so we don't prepare for it. There would have been money, funds to do that.
I've had this argument with some people in Manila before.
We can start recruiting people.
Because they go like,
well, if I go to a certain university, I can probably, you know, I can understand it. That even if my team sucks, I'll root for my team.
Yeah.
Hire somebody from the best college players, rent out a condo in the city, let them live here for a few years, Let them play and then go up to the UAAP and win.
Yep.
But we never get invited. We never gotten into concentrating on something like that, so we don't do
it. There are, like, what, eight universities that play in the UAAP.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely more than eight universities in the Philippines.
That includes us in Cagayan.
Yeah. No, we're not including the UAAP.
Yeah, but
so Xavier's not included. Dumaguete's not included.
We're qualified to be part of it.
So it's Capital University. It's happening
because UAAP includes Capital University.
Yeah, but we're not included in the Athletic Association for such games.
That's where the whole bullshit starts.
We're not even included in the cheer dance competition.
Yeah, that's,
so what does UAAP stand for?
Universities
United
or something
University Association of
Athletic, Athletic Associations
yeah.
of the Philippines.
Jesus Christ.
I've had this Xavier Ateneo de Cagayan.
So what you're telling me is right now is the UAP is composed mostly of Tagalogs thinking about universities in Luzon.
Yeah.
And then Metro Manila.
And Metro Manila and forget about the rest of the Philippines.
They forgot about Xavier.
The freaking Tagalog people has done for the past several hundred years. I'm sorry, I'm starting to...
And then Xavier University is...
Yeah, you do.
It's run by the Jesuits and God will throw rocks at them and come down on them like a ton of bricks.
So the UAP is basically Imperial Manila in the sports setting.
Something like that.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck the UAAP.
Fuck basketball in the Philippines, man.
Yeah.
I mean, screw that. Look at Kai. He's on the bench the whole game.
Well, he should be in the bench the whole game. Why should he be
should play ball to burn calories and then, you know, play pool and win internationally. That's the path.
Do they even realize that probably he's just not good enough to play in the NBA?
He's not. I saw him play. He should try and train more for another 2 years if he doesn't get the
By the time that comes around, it's going to be a little too late.
He's got to go back and join the PBA just like everybody else.
Probably if he's going to go down south and play with the players in Bacabalan or Camamanan, they're probably going to learn a couple of things
more. He plays in the PBA, he gets laid anyways and get a decent salary every month.
He's going to go home. How much you want to bet?
500,
any takers?
Internationally, pole vault, skating, pole boxing, those are the way to go. Those are the path for greatness in sports. Weightlifting, follow the path of Heidelin Diaz.
Yeah.
Follow the path of Paing de Pomoceno in bowling.
In bowling.
What else?
Bata is getting old.
No, he retired already. He's not playing anymore.
Somebody should take up his class.
He just gets arrested for illegal gambling every other week or so, which is a cool thing to do Philippines, by the way.
But he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Even in prison, he's a nice guy.
I kind of got into the plane with him coming back home.
Mm-hmm.
We got into the same plane.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also in the same section where I was.
Where is he going?
He came back home from New York.
Oh, okay.
And as I was waiting in the lounge, I go like, he seems oddly familiar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're in the lounge.
And then you go to him and again, do you take a shower today or not?
You're in the lounge.
No.
You didn't say, uncle?
Bata!
Tito? So I was in the business class lounge in JFK. And he was like, it's our friend,
Ryan. He should be in the business class.
Yeah. So, freaking ignoring Shake Shack in the pre-dep area.
No.
Cool guy.
Okay.
Why pay when you gotta get it for free?
Yeah, we know.
So anyway, I went past him, and then I looked at him, and then he smiled, and nodded my head, and then he nodded, he smiled, and nodded his head.
It's like, you know me, motherfucker. Say it.
It's like, I'm TNT. Who the fuck are you? He's from Bata Reyes. Oh, shit. Same level, motherfucker.
He's from Pampanga. So, you know, I feel a kinship to the guy.
Okay.
Certain kinship to the guy. So,
you guys do that in Pampanga? I don't do that in Bukidnon.
Well, you guys are different.
So, did you say Mituwang Bali or what's that?
No.
Bikini.
Mituwang Bali. Baby.
Yeah.
Breakfast food with coffee.
Uh-huh.
Mituwang Bali.
Yeah, man.
So, and the color flight, so we went inside, and then I understand why he was hiding out in the lounge because by the time
he's
he got arrested,
and then because by the time we got to the gates, because we were supposed to go in first, right, like before everyone else. So we were lining up, and then all of a sudden there's this one guy that shouted, "Pucha si Efren yan na."
Oh shit! It started the whole.
It started this whole. Hi, pare, sir. Gusto kayo. Pwede pa picture. Pwede pa picture. And I was like two. And he was like two.
Rose.
No, it was two, like two guys behind
two
me.
Okay. Behind
two people behind me. So I kind of looked back to see what the commotion was. And he's like, "Oh, okay. So it was about that. They were getting pictures." And he gave me this look like, "I wish we were back in the lounge."
Yeah. I like that guy. I mean, he's not noisy. Cool. He doesn't say anything. He just fucks around with...
It's okay.
He just fucks around with Australians, Strickland, and all those, you know.
It's okay.
Like every other celebrity that I've come across in my travels, especially in New York, I never... Even when I was working in Manila, the one thing that I hate is if I'm with someone and then we happen to see a celebrity and then they go all gaga over the...
Nah.
And then started waving, hello.
I guess the whole point behind everything would be...
It's probably why if I go to Manila, I always carry... what's the chemical you put in a bottle to put people out?
Mace?
No, I mean...
Ammonia.
Yeah, ammonia.
No, ammonia.
You wake up.
Chloroform.
Sorry.
Anyway. No, what I mean is... there are just certain people who are... celebrity obsessed. This is not just a Filipino thing, by the way. I've seen...
The whole point of everything is...
It's just that...
Pick the right sport that we excel at. And government should support it, I guess.
Government should start to realize that we have to pick our battles in places where we can win.
Exactly. We're not saying stop playing basketball. By all means, knock yourselves out. I mean no one's stopping you. Yeah, man. I mean, you know. But if you put all your eggs in one basket...
That's where the problem lies.
You got another thing coming, man, because you're going to be disappointed, I'm telling you. Take care of the successors of Bata Reyes, Paing Nepomuceno, Manny Pacquiao, and all those guys.
Yeah, and make sure that the Ascals are composed of people who look ugly but know how to play right.
Yeah, from Barota. Don't pick the Tisoy ones in Barotac and Camp Phillips Bukidnon.
Get
the best ones and then kick everybody else's ass, man.
Or in the goddamn fields of Imbatog in Baumon. Yeah. I don't care.
Jeez. Oh, because they got hot women there too, by the way.
Because
they're just behind those fences, but they're there.
When my brother was still saying, he used to brag about wearing nothing. Mm-hmm. Wearing nothing, no shoes, and kicking the ass off the private schools in some soccer field somewhere. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they were laughing that they kicked the ass off private school players wearing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're able to do that and you maximize on the strengths of those players, all talent, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, your equipment is complete or not, but you know how to play, you're gonna get somewhere.
The government should be able to
identify and
support these things, man.
And when he did that, he was in a public school.
Government's reactive. Sports right now, reactive. They hear a buzz, they start checking it out. Not before. They don't want to grow athletes. They don't want to nurture talents. They don't want to take a chance on anybody. They just want to sit there like a big fucking loser that they are until somebody makes a buzz, and then they start asking questions.
Late 80s and early 90s, when I was in a private school. You know the players that we are often scared about? People from the public schools. Mogs players.
And then nobody's taking care of them.
I'll tell you why.
All right.
Because they still do that till now.
Oh, yeah.
Do what?
Exactly.
They extend the tenure of the student so they could play.
No, even in private schools, they do that.
They do that a year. Yeah. That's about it.
A year or two?
No, not 2 years. a year. I know schools do it.
Yeah, but that happened.
I've known 20-year-olds who plays in the high school.
But that's a guarantee you're getting into the professional field of the same sport anyways.
Yeah, but so they're good in the public schools, it's been known to have like 20-year-old high school kids.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. No, that's good. That's why it's the process. It's the training that needs to be taken care of. It's identifying it and working on it.
Okay. Man, this rain really gets...
What?
It really pours now, huh?
I know, which means that my living room right now looks like a swimming pool. All right.
You should have that fixed, you know.
Not yet. I think they got it patched up, but it still appears if this...
All right. So anyway...
That's rain, ladies and gentlemen.
Considering we're in a room, it could have been way worse.
You're hearing rain.
Could have been way worse outside. But, so, here's one that we've always wanted to...
What's up? Are we going to talk about Aura?
Yeah.
Really?
Might as well.
So what happened? Okay, I never...
As far as I've seen... Depending on whose video you believe or watch, it boils down to who was the aggressor in that particular melee.
Just so you guys know, we're supposed to have somebody from the gay community or the LGBT community.
I think they know.
What?
I think they know.
They know what?
That Aura was in the wrong.
No. For this episode...
Oh, yeah.
We were supposed to have somebody from the LGBT community join us.
Yeah, but I think most of them know that Aura was not in a good place.
So in any video that you have watched, there's a big chance that she's in the wrong?
From what I've seen, I think she did or said. What I didn't like about this whole fiasco was when they interviewed the chief of police for that precinct.
Why? What happened?
I think he went as far as saying, "Because he's gay," and then. Alam mo naman yung mga gay, pag gusto nila makita lang yung katawan ng isang lalaki, kasi pag gusto nila, ganun. It's like he was insinuating that all because Aura wanted to see the guy's bod.
Mm-hmm. Dick?
Body. Just body. You can't strip naked in a public place.
Oh, well, I've seen gay people do it.
Well, gay people, but apparently the guy is not gay.
Okay.
What they said was they wanted to take a picture with Aura because he was pretty popular at this point.
Who?
Aura.
Yes?
He is.
First time I heard about him or her.
Well, as far as I know, I think he started out as a child star and then went. He had this huge movie quite recently.
What movie?
It was together with Marisa Rakal and some other Enchong D. And
if you can't name the movie, it's not huge.
Well, it's not a movie that I would watch. Let's just put it that way.
Not a movie that I would watch either.
Definitely not a movie you would watch.
Okay, all right, okay.
But he was there.
Okay.
So he has some clout now. He's pretty famous, you know. And then you know how famous people are, and then you go to pub, and then
what's party. That? Became famous because he's a fucking pervert.
See, even he saw the video.
That was sexual harassment. Plain and simple. He should go to jail. Wait, get convicted.
You need to tell me what's happening because I did not see
somebody
the video.
Somebody wanted his autograph. I know.
Picture.
Somebody wanted to have his picture taken with the guy.
Mm-hmm. With Aura.
With this gay guy.
Uh-huh.
The gay guy goes, yeah, no problem, but you gotta take off your pants first.
No, take off your shirt first.
No.
It was for his
shirt. No, you got it all wrong. Take off your pants first. He took off the shirt. The gay guy got mad because he wanted the pants. The pants
down.
Really? Okay.
That's fucking sexual harassment.
It is.
Yeah, he was pulling the guy, ripping off his shirt because he doesn't want the guy to leave the area.
Okay, I got a question this time. You know, okay, all right, this happened. Mm-hmm. Now try to imagine.
It's not about being LGBTQ anymore.
No, wait, hold on.
It's about another guy taking advantage of
another guy.
No, wait, hold on. Let's change the scenario so that everybody can have a perspective on this. Mm-hmm. Let's say that Aura was a guy, mm-hmm. and the person who went to Aura was a girl.
Okay.
What do you think would have happened?
Same thing.
He would have been arrested.
I don't. Arrested and already in jail. Still in jail.
He was in jail, but he's out on bail right now.
You think a guy would be out on bail?
Yeah, well, probably. But
it's not rape.
That would have been a different case.
Depending on but who
right now,
complains.
That's what we're fighting for, including me.
Because
it's not even an LGBTQ unfairness shit anymore. It's about some other guy sexually harassing and abusing another person.
Yeah, so
he should pay for that.
What's gonna happen if the one who did that was male against a female? I mean, literally grabbing the person's clothes and forcing them to take off the shirt.
That would have been worse.
Yeah, it would have been worse. So this guy's got it on the easier side of things.
Because he's LGBTQ?
Just the same.
No, I think he got it easier.
It's not a question about being gay anymore. It's a question about another person, using his power over somebody else.
His power influence over somebody else.
Influence over somebody else, and that's not good. And he's supposed to pay for it. And the guy put up a fight in court, at least legally, by filing a case against this gay mm-hmm. guy. So I'm...
And it takes a lot for a guy to do that. Because normally guys will go to the...
But that's embarrassing. I mean, you got molested by a gay guy. And you file a case against it. It becomes public record and everything. But the guy did it. So I'm supporting the guy now. So that this fucking freako is going to go to jail. Because that's the best thing we can do with us male nice guys.
Because their first PR release was the group of the guy...
Was taking advantage of the group of the gay guy. Which was harassing
some of the girl, the women in Aura's group.
Yes.
And it wasn't true because as per what the video was showing, clearly it was Aura who was the aggressor in this whole scenario.
I haven't watched the video. I'm going to watch the video.
It's all over the place. Because I wanted to believe them at first. It's not a good sign. But after watching the video, I was like, okay, so, she...
Because that was your initial news to me, right?
Yeah.
You told me that it was the guy trying to go after the girls in the group and Aura was defending them.
Yeah.
And I said, let me see the video. I never got to see the video. Well, and now you're changing your mind and you said that
But I saw the video.
Yeah, exactly. So...
And they never released the video up until the club released the video.
Oh fuck! That's not
the
good.
Club wanted to.
The club released the video with annotations. Somebody was making comments on scene after scene.
Yeah,
and that put a stop to speculations that
as to who the
gay
aggressor
guy
was
abused when she was arrested and everything.
No.
And well,
Aura was clearly drunk.
Yeah, lumaki yung ulo.
Well, that too. Pero
laki ng ulo. It's not about being gay anymore.
It's about somebody... It's about a person sexually taking advantage of another person.
Basically, it's a predator.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It just so happens that... it's not really... heard of that when a gay guy does that to a straight guy. Because mostly the straight guys would just shrug it off and go like, bala na lang.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't complain about it.
I went through that when I was in high school.
Yeah. We all got...
We usually punch them in the face.
If what I went through in high school happened now? Right now, it would have been somebody from the barangay counselor.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Who would have been in jail.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Before, you punch them in the face, That's all there is to it.
Yeah, no harm, no foul.
Right now, the guy didn't punch her in the face. The guy just tried to stay away from trouble. And then when all these are done, he decided to file a case. Which is the right thing to do.
Because Aura was still going after him. As he was backing off, Aura was still like... going at it. Like,
why? What's his reason?
She was pulling on the pants.
No, no, I mean, the gay guy's reason? No, no, the gay guy's reason. Why is he?
He got pissed because the guy didn't take off his pants and his brother
even after
bust.
The police came in.
He resisted arrest, so that's why another case against the gay guy was
he resisted. Yeah, it would have been okay
going up against authority, resisting arrest.
It would have been okay if he just shut up and then, you know.
So he was drunk.
Yeah, he was playing power and flaunting his being popular even against the cops.
Yeah, the butang ina aura ko.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that doesn't sit right on people like the cops.
Yeah, but it's just that initially.
Apparently, eventually with the guy.
Initially, well.
Thank Aura can thank his God that he didn't do that to us, though. Because that would have been worse.
One, we're too old. Number two.
We don't waste time over shit like that.
Exactly.
We just break his face.
Exactly.
And then we are not, definitely not going to jail for it. For sure, man.
Yeah,
we're
I know.
We're not going to go to jail for it. So right now, he's got a chance, but fuck it, he's going to jail for what he did.
Well, is there a case ongoing or is
the guy filed the case.
He should.
Yeah. So
otherwise,
I mean, for people on the LGBTQ, sorry, dude, but I know you're fighting for your rights and all that shit.
But sometimes
this is an exception because it's a guy, it's a person taking advantage over somebody else's right to be at peace and everything. So stop waving the LGBTQ flag for this, at least so that you're not going to have a problem with people like us. Right, because we're trying to be as objective as we can be when it comes to this issue. You got the evidence, you see the video, you see everything. Let's just leave it at that.
So let's just say that
the courts can decide, and we'll respect whatever the courts decide.
And let's just hope that nobody gets paid to settle out of court.
No, they can do that.
They can.
But the thing is, it's not going to be an LGBTQ abuse issue anymore.
Yeah, it's not going to be that.
Let me put it this way. And I'm going to be very careful about what I'm going to say next, okay?
And for the record, luod siya, okay?
Yeah.
Let me just put it out. Since katong gamay pa siya, luod.
See, even he knows that he was a child star.
I didn't know that. Let me say this, okay? Before this whole, you know, LGBT, you know, rights and everything, and the whole pride where everybody's forced to attend a parade and believe in pronouns thing, I really didn't give a shit.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
All right. If I see anybody from this community try to sexually take advantage of anybody below 18. In the old days,
we all go through that shit. I punch him in the face.
No. I mean, I have people I know sexually abuse people below 18.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody from the male community. Oh. You know,
why are you looking at me funny?
No, I'm not looking at you. I know you disavow any.
You better.
But yeah, so. And I didn't say anything about it because, you know, it's a rite of passage. I mean, you're a bunch of crazy guys. You want to go through it. You know, you want to earn some money. You're 17 years old, 16 years old. You want to have your thing-a-ling be played around by somebody who's 35.
Yeah, voluntarily you want to do it.
Voluntarily. Right. You've had fun.
Yeah.
You know, you made
get paid.
And then you're going to take drugs and drink alcohol, trying to forget about that, but you earn something out of it, that's fine.
Nowadays,
if I see anybody doing that because you wanted equal rights, I'll give you equal lefts.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a picture and then send it to court.
Yep.
So you wanted fairness? I'll give you fairness.
Kind of reminds me.
Makes you wish you should have been partying in the 80s or the 90s.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot better back then.
And the last time I saw that was a couple of years ago in this little place called Langindingan.
You know what's funny? Because compared to before,
No, there's a little resort near.
Yeah, there wasn't an airport before. You know what's funny? Because it was before you'd say if you're an LGBTQ member, there's not a lot of rights you have, but nobody talks about what you did in the past. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows about it. Uh-huh. Nobody talks about it. Everybody keeps quiet. You want all the rights that you want? Okay, everybody wants to talk about every single shit that you know nowadays. Mm-hmm. Which one would you prefer? If you're living in the now world, tough luck. You're in the spotlight right now. Back in the day, if we're not comfortable with what the Bayouts are doing to us, we punch them in the face. They stop doing what they're doing. And then I don't tell anybody about it.
Exactly.
Until 20 years later.
Right now, I'm not going to do anything. I'll just take a picture and let's see you in court.
So let's forget about that critical and sensitive issue of LGBT rights and everything. Since we just gotten over the month of June and all that, it was an uphill battle for straight guys like me, but we survived. It's the month of July. Here comes this freak guy who tries to molest a straight guy. So yeah, let's talk about that. It's not an LGBTQ plus issue anymore.
No.
It's a person sexually harassing another person.
It's basically just a pervert now.
Yeah.
In regardless of sexual orientation.
Do not dilute the issue by saying something's wrong with the way the Bayouet was arrested. Forget about it. No. Come on, man. The guy was rowdy. The guy was resisting arrest. You got the video. You see everything. Everything was on video.
Despite him, the resisting arrest, the cops were still a little lenient.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
If I was the cop and it was 1985, man, oh man.
See, I miss the good old days of OKK.
Before you react to how how bigoted we are towards the LGBT, I feel the same way about somebody praising somebody for her painting, even though she's deaf.
Yeah,
I saw that. You know, a deaf painter made this wonderful painting. I was like, why the fuck would you want to, highlight the fact that the painter is deaf? What's the connection?
Has nothing to do with
his talent.
Yeah.
I mean, why? You just told everybody he's deaf.
Yeah.
And you know, what are you expected to do? That everybody would feel sympathetic to the fact that he's deaf and would appreciate the art more? No.
Same as this gay guy's
art.
Gotten into trouble lately. And it's like, that's nothing to do with him being gay anyways.
No.
He was just a fucking pervert trying to molest sexually the other guy because he was, moral ascendancy and everything. He's got more power because he's popular.
Because he's from that community.
There's like 24 of them in the group compared to
a handful of the guy's friends. And yeah, there were a lot. There were a lot of them.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of them. Anyways, yeah. Well,
she should have talked to the girl who, quote-unquote, got molested that they're trying to defend themselves.
That wasn't even real.
It was real.
It was made up.
Because they couldn't produce the girl.
Oh, shit.
There was no molestation
fucked.
Or anything.
Because it wasn't in any video that in the venue.
Oh, they are so fucked.
Oh yeah, the guy, he's fucked.
And all the footage, you could see everything, like the whole the entire. It's not a huge place in Pub, so yeah, you have a few cameras. You can
basically
cover all the angles.
You know what's so ulo in Manila? Like if you want to be up there in the category, and then you gotta be like partying because you're popular. You were, he was doing the kalat and everything in Poblacion. That's not very up there in the Sushalan scale to start off. And right, I mean, if you want
don't
to
look at me, look at Booby when it comes to Sushalan scale.
I don't go to Pop.
No. I'm talking about Poblacion in Makati.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's not a high tech place to be.
I wouldn't know.
Identified as making trouble and everything.
No, you go there to get drunk. You get good food. That's all I know.
I've been to Poblacion Makati a couple of times. I lived there when I watch concerts in Manila.
Mm-hmm.
It's the red light district in Bangkok, Thailand, man. It's bling it. It's Makati, but
it's a small kali.
Yeah, but
I remember
that
place.
Social. It's not that social.
Well, they made it. They made it so.
Nah, no matter how they try, how much they try.
Let me clarify this. Kadiri scale, 1 to 10. Ryan?
4 or 5?
It's movie. Not that bad. I've been there once.
Kadiri scale.
Long ago.
Kadiri scale. Shell blood, where do you hang out? Do you hang out in Poblacion?
Not even the same.
You don't. Where do you go?
It's not even going to give us Kadiri scale.
Super clubs, probably.
No, like, I don't hang out in the time
when, give me a Kadiri scale.
At the time when
I can't put it to scale.
At the time when Palace Pool Club's popular, you'd probably prefer that over a bar in Poblacion, right?
No, you know why? Because I don't hang out in Manila for the longest time. I haven't.
No, if you do hang out, that would be Palace Pool Club. The pavilions there, as compared to like in
CSFP
in Poblacion,
you will hate me for this.
What?
But when I was still working in Manila, I usually hung out in.
Not work in Manila. No, I'm talking about just going there to party, like recently.
I don't. Where will be where?
I usually just hang out in.
Ermita.
No.
In.
Malate?
No.
Where?
Start with an
Manila,
E.
Manila Pen.
Pucha pare. I was traveling along the road.
No,
and
you know why?
Suddenly this putang inang aso crossed the road, pare, and I got to make apak on the brakes.
Sinipa
ko sa knees, tangina.
So, yeah, what
that
I'm saying is.
30 years
what
old.
I'm saying, give like. Is if it, have you gone to places recently?
I've
like, you're probably hanging out in super clubs. And if you hang out in Poblacion, in super clubs, you pay like 25 grand just to get that pavilion and
really,
just order what you like. No matter how much you consume, you pay 25 grand.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
In Poblacion, you sit there, you order a beer, and you ask for the bill.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much like, you know, so. And if you're like a celebrity and you're bragging about your power over everybody else, and you're hanging out in Poblacion and nagpakaulaw ka.
That says a lot.
That says a lot. It was like, dude, really?
Last time I went out in Manila, that house anywhere near the status levels of where you know the places was.
Mm-hmm.
That bar in the Philharmonic, the
PICC? Oh, there's one bar I actually
Philharmonic
do like.
Center PICC.
PICC.
Yeah.
What place is that? Where Andrew E used to play.
What?
What?
Andrew E, that would be Baduy.
No, because that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but even if it's
still Baduy a long time ago.
Even if it's a long time ago. Humanap ka ng pangit is Baduy, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Beer was around
35?
100.
50.
Somewhere there, 50 something.
Okay. Yeah. That was long ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
No, but there's this one bar I do hang out, though. It was only because it was near the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like the music there.
What bar?
They call it 10 years after. I'm sure you're
familiar. Yeah.
See?
Yep.
Because the only reason I like hanging out there is that because it's quiet. I mean, it's not a lot of folks around, you know. And music's good because they play a lot of new wave stuff. And they were one of the very few bars I know that used to serve Negra.
Ah, okay. One of those places, huh?
Uh-huh. Because it's so hard to look for cerveza negra, even back in the day.
If you're in, yeah, but if you're in the age range
you
of.
You don't sexually
Aura.
Molest younger ones.
No.
While drinking negra.
If you're in the age range of Saura, there's a couple of things you need to watch out for. And if you're a guy, one.
Pwede magminanyak. That's one.
Pwede magminanyak. I mean, one, has to be older than 18.
Okay.
Two.
I think that guy was older than
stay
18.
Away from the cameras.
No.
Make sure the place
does not have cameras.
Yeah, make sure you're okay with they're okay with what you want to happen.
Three, learn how to spell. N-O has two letters.
Yeah.
Yes,
it means
has
what
three.
What it means.
Okay, so if they say no.
Yeah.
Back off. Mm-hmm. If they say yes, that means go on. You have to remember that even if after you've had 17 bottles of beer or...
Even if they don't say yes because they don't really have to say yes.
Or they just
so my rule. As long as they don't really outright refuse and say no.
Yeah.
Then that's
yep.
a clear sign for me.
Yep. You can always argue. I mean, number
yeah, but they that person should go to jail for what?
Rule number four. If you want something easier, let's go to Davao Beach, you know, Banco Central in Pilipinas.
Hire someone. Pay for it.
Yeah.
Pay for it.
Hey, man. Come on.
Yeah, pay for it.
Or get a good porn movie to just use your right hand.
You suck in movies, by the way. Cool. So there's that.
Who, Aura? Mm-hmm. You actually saw her movies?
And just that freak is on TV all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even recognize her until today, which probably is the reason why this thing happened.
Those crappy soap on TV.
What crappy? Which crappy soap?
Garbage. All the garbage on TV.
Okay.
That freak is there. What? You know why we call you a freak? Because you're a fucking freak. Until you go to jail and redeem yourself, because what you did. Oh man, that is sick.
All right. So now that we're here, and
we're not here, we're there.
Do you think that she will actually go to jail?
No.
She should. Or she pays a lot of money.
She should. We all know that she should. But do you think she will?
No.
Well, it only affirms how crooked the justice system if she stays out of jail.
See, but the thing
which
is...
Which is not a surprise for us.
No, but here's what I can promise. Here's what I can promise. If this thing goes silent, I will continuously do...
That's a big dent on the LGBT fight.
I will always do a hashtag, Aura's case, or what happened to Aura's case.
Yeah.
Hold it on social media and ask
put
for
a stop to whatever everybody else wants. Equality wants. I'd go, she get away with it. Fuck you. My support stops here.
You want equal rights? You need equal lefts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
she goes to jail, make an example out of her. Maybe we can think about continuing what you're fighting for right now.
Because right now, I'm pretty sure her studio is going to be scrambling to
damage control. Everything. Damage control. Yeah, she should lose all the job.
No, but they would still not allow her to go to jail.
But I would still demand
it's not even illegal to do it. Because
sexual harassment, that's illegal. It's against the law.
Yes, but once you talk
you're supposed to go to jail for doing that.
But once you talk to your quote-unquote victim, mm-hmm. and then you come to an agreement.
Make a payment.
Depending.
The world needs to know that was arranged. Yeah. I mean, it's okay. She can get away with it. The world needs to know that.
Out of court.
I'm sure
with payments to the plaintiff.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Payments made by the plaintiff.
I'm sure they're going to settle out of court because they will not allow her to.
We're going to know about that.
Because it's going to be public knowledge. They're not going to sweep it under the rug.
In the Philippines, the LGBTQ fight would be tainted by that shit.
By that, yeah.
And that's a problem. So LGBTQ, if you guys are
serious
playing for keeps, then do something about it now.
Yeah.
Do something about it. Tell him, Aura's not gay. He's a guy. He's not part of us. He's a guy. He's a fucking pervert. That's the only way to go, man.
Here's the thing. Guys are naturally perverts. And the LGBTQ, especially from the male side of that community, needs to understand that we have the hunting instincts of a man. Yeah. Searching for the target, which a male. Okay, so let's not forget.
So even if you, dress like a girl, deep down inside,
your aggressiveness,
your instincts, still a guy.
That part they missed out on when they got the memo.
Yeah.
That's they why they need to listen to our show.
They should stick to the he/him instead of them.
Get some pointers from us, man.
You can't deny.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a she/her, but my targets are she/him. Oh no, he/him. Let's not forget that. Okay.
Well, what I mean is, you can't just deny thousands of years of evolution and innate instinct when it comes to that.
Yeah.
It's just that sometimes your focus is not on the same sex.
Somebody gave me this rebuttal a long time ago. But there's a lot of animals, Jesse, which embrace the homosexual culture. They make love to somebody from the same sex.
Oh, the dolphins?
Whatever. And I said, some animals also eat their own young. When are you going to eat yours?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they always love to do that where they, because the dolphins have a homosexual.
Yeah, I know.
Like, okay, so, you know, whatever makes them happy.
And dolphins also kill for fun.
Yeah, they do that.
There you go.
Like young dolphins from other pods.
So which part of the biology are you going to explain? And how are you going to accept? The killing part or the fucking part? You can't just embrace one part.
It has to be the whole.
It has to be the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. Like we always say, whatever makes you happy, go ahead.
So long as you don't hurt anybody else, don't ridicule, don't disadvantage, don't take advantage, don't offend anybody else, go right ahead.
And just to let everybody know, we try to invite people people that are our friends into this conversation.
But apparently,
nobody would want to take it. Either they're too drunk or they had an hour a moment last night. I don't know. Mr. Bibi Abbas, wonder where you are. You said yes, you're not here.
What are we supposed to talk about with him around?
I don't know. I'm going to try again next week.
Well, no, I mean, we invited him for this thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
we did.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So the invitation goes to anybody from this community who knows how to speak basic English. That's a minimum requirement. If you don't know, we'll help you out. Probably can speak in Bisaya.
I've been doing Bisaya.
Yeah, we can do that as well.
We should try one show.
We should. Yeah. We should reach out.
I can do that.
Somebody's trying to call.
What the fuck?
I just had a...
And my mom's calling me. I'm still in a talk show. I'll call you later.
Jesus Christ. You're 45 years old.
I know.
Now, what I mean
we
is...
We can do Bisaya, yeah.
Now, what I mean is, it's been known that we've been having suggestions that why don't we do, like, you know...
Why do we have to do Bisaya or Tagalog?
No, it's not necessarily... It has to be Bisaya. It has to be Tagalog. Why do we have to do it in English?
No, what's the reason behind it? Why are they suggesting...
It's my first language!
They can understand Bisaya?
I'm sorry. It's my first language. I swear to God.
That's what I told them. They go, look... You have to understand our background. We were all from radio, and then we grew up talking like this. And then you put a mic in front of us, it's just like a switch that you turn it on.
No, it's not that. It's my first language. I'm telling you, everybody at home would understand that I am serious about what I'm talking about if I switch to English. Talking to my daughter, talking to my wife in Bisaya, it doesn't mean a thing. But the minute I switch to English, that means that either Papa is mad or Papa is extremely serious. I switch to that because I'm
according to my daughter,
naturally speaking English.
According to my daughter, I have a white boy. I turn into a white boy when I talk to her boyfriend. Because I go like I don't see it. I don't hear it. Oh yes, you do. You turn into a white boy. You turn on your white boy accent.
Oops.
Because I know that I talk differently to with her.
Yeah.
And then apparently the boyfriend hears that.
Mm-hmm.
Like certain things, you know. But I and then she noticed that even from before. Like when they talk to like family members or like friends from here, and then all of a sudden I talk to like the our customers, or I just turn into a white boy.
Play the funky music, white boy.
Yeah, but you know, it a couple of years ago, I remember I had this. Suggestion, it's not really a suggestion. It was more like a question, like, why don't you use Bisaya since you are from Cagayan, or why don't you use Tagalog since you're from Filipino?
We're going to be limiting the market. That's the other reason. We're going to be limiting the market. Tagalogs can understand us, and you know, if we switch to Tagalog, the Bisayans might be thinking like, you know, you're not from this community.
No, if we do Bisaya, that limits our audience to the Bisaya for that episode.
Yeah, because I've been.
Are we doing it?
I've been listening to some Filipino podcasts lately, and
Filipino,
a lot of them.
You mean like Tagalog?
Not necessarily Bisaya. Tagalog, but Bisaya. A lot of them are using Bisaya. Tagalog.
So even the Tagalog ones, Bisaya
from Cebu,
I suck at that language. I'm sorry. So
no, what I mean is we can get away with it. What, we all can get away with it.
So, with a disclaimer, ladies and gentlemen, before we start the show, I have to let everybody know that I'm Bisaya speaking in the Tagalog accent, and you gotta apologize. I gotta apologize in advance.
Tagalog, why not do Bisaya? Then Bisaya, manta.
I sound funny in Bisaya.
So?
I'm just saying. I'm not effective.
So, mag Tagalog ka, mag Bisaya ko, mag English, Jesse.
Oh, geez.
Is that a problem?
That would be a trip. Actually.
Yeah. I
can do that for like an hour stretch.
But you, yeah.
An hour.
Let's try that one of these days.
One whole stretch of just speaking Bisaya.
Three languages, one show.
Yeah. So next Thursday.
Napaka hassle naman.
Next Thursday.
I don't care.
Sunod Webes, mag Bisaya ako. Si Jesse, mag in English.
That's not gonna be a problem.
Si Bubi mag Tagalog.
Putya pare.
Hindi naman fair.
Kung may siya kong sagot, okay na. Wala may problema.
Pare, hindi fair.
Okay. This is fun. Let's do that.
It's not natural.
It's not natural. Tanawa ko, minawa ko na. Delibre ko natural.
Ikaw. I can understand both. This is amazing.
But it's not. Hindi siya
natural. Nalingaw si Jesse.
Hindi siya natural sa akin.
No, it is. You know why? Just try to imagine that you're from the...
Dili pa yun si Bubi nga. Tinagalog siya.
What happened to half of your blood? You're half Tagalog.
I know, but
you just came from the city.
Ganun ka in English ka man.
Alam ko, kaso
buti pare, ano?
Unta man.
Tagi na naman kasi
we can do this. This is gonna work.
Let me
straight Bisaya.
Let me collect my thoughts.
Tagaan kada usa sa aton ay 5 minutos nga magdiskurso ka unsa ang imong iistorya. So ikaw mag Tinagalog, Bisaya ug 5 ka minuto.
Sure, I gotta like this.
Siya dayon mag Ingles ug 5 ka minuto. 15 minutos na. Pagkauman maglalis
ng tulo. No, we can't. No.
Lalis ng tulo. Kung unsa maghimo tag topic nga ganang lalisan na to para mabipot ah.
This is good because he's Bisayan and you're half Tagalog, so you have more background when it comes to Tagalog, so you should be speaking the Tagalog language, which this is a language that sucks.
Pero wala dili man ko magslang-slang diya kay Bisaya.
Pero
wala diretso ra ko.
Pero I have to
kailangan ko i-translate
sa ulo ko. What
I don't care if you want me to translate it into English, I'd probably do it.
Siya guno-una siya mag Tinagalog niya, maglisod og English niya Tinagalog kabog ang ano. Feeling niya kay kasulduhan niya pun siya stasyonan. Nagipasagdan niya kaog maon. Mula na kapayat niya. Kanang imong pagtuo nga wala na, dili na tinuod. Amin niyo magsulduhan ka lang gapon.
You know, Like sinasabi ko mula pa kanina, pag may mic sa harap ko, automatic. Yan, English.
Chismis na ito na. Kaya nga naman lagi ako.
Ikaw man. What are you doing?
No, somebody's calling. I'm doing a talk show. We're recording a podcast.
Can you not?
I'll message you later.
Jesus Christ. Well, must you do that on speakerphone?
So everybody can figure out what I'm doing.
This
is not a good idea.
Ano man?
No, you guys figure it out. I need to take this call.
Okay.
This is not
a good idea. Say
goodbye, Jess.
Sa susunod na Webes. Bahala pa kung sa inyong button. Pag binisaya ako, susunod Webes.
Sige. I'll revert to my Taglish. That what I do.
Taglish?
No, because I can't do straight Tagalog.
Ako, di ko mag-English.
Nilikid ka.
Nag-disgrasya na ko ng in-English. Galood-load lang ng in-English. Magbinisaya ako. Tibok episode. Magbisaya ako.
Okay. So, magbisaya you know what? Ako. You asked for this. You're gonna get it next week. And
magbinisaya ako. Kung unsa inyong gusto nga ipabinisaya, iatag nyo sa ako. Kaya magbisaya ako.
Sige.
Okay. Si Jesse, ambot niya. Kung unsa inyong gusto buhaton. Basta kayo muna.
Mag-inom lang yapo na siya.
Okay. Possibly.
Okay.
Sige.
So that's it.
Bye, everybody!
Good night.